This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the NL Times. Mm. I'm not sure exactly where that is.
Definitely Pulitzer Prize running article.
Definitely. The headline reads, "Ice Pack After Wisdom Teeth Removal Gets Woman Fined for Phoning While Driving."
Mm.
Many people unsuccessfully challenge traffic fines, but Flirty from Herto Goschenbach, I think. Herto Goschenbach.
Herto Goschenbach.
Is pretty confident about her chances. She got fined over 400 euros for using her phone while driving earlier this month. The photo clearly shows, though, that the phone that got captured on one of these cameras, she was holding an ice pack to her face because she had her wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah. And it's funny because it looks like one of those old school...
Like a brick of a phone.
Yeah, or like when the iPhone first came out and those OtterBoxes came out, they're like, nothing can destroy them. But your phone now is also bigger than your shoe.
Yeah.
But hey, what's for safety? Yeah.
Flirty says she was shocked when she got the purple envelope stating that she had been fined over 400 euros for holding an electronic mobile device to her ear while driving. Quote, "I hardly ever make phone calls in the car, so I was really confused at first. Until I suddenly remembered I had my wisdom teeth removed that day. I was sitting with an ice pack pressed against my face." The ice pack is unmistakable in the photo that she asked for. She contacted the agency and said, "Send me the picture of me on my phone." And it's pretty obvious the ice pack is much, much bigger than your average cell phone today. Yeah. She also says, if you look closely, you can even see my phone sitting in the phone holder.
Oh, yeah, that I didn't even see that. Yeah.
It's right there. It is literally right there.
But you know what sucks for Flirty or Flirhershey? Yeah. Like it is a name. I think it's Icelandic. Is that she has to provide all this stuff now. She'll have to go to her dentist to get all the records. And meanwhile, this, you know, and 430
euros.
Yeah. That's almost like real money.
So there are actually countries that enforce those rules.
America does too.
We do.
I got one once.
For being on your phone?
Not for being on my phone, but for running a red light. I did not run a red light. I blew a yellow too late for the camera that saw me.
Oh.
And I got a ticket from the state of Illinois.
It just showed up in the mail.
It just showed up, and I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, rats.
Yeah. It was like $235. There it is. Wow.
It took me long enough. It took me way too long for that, but yeah.
Oh, man, that was great. Thank you very much, Dom.
Flirty says, "My boyfriend and I had a good laugh about it last night. She does intend to challenge the fine. She is not concerned about getting her money back. She thinks that's pretty much going to be a swish."
She's not concerned about getting her money back?
And we'll include the photo in the show notes so you can see it. You can literally see her phone sitting in a holder with this big ice pack up against her face. So I think she's going to be okay.
Oh, she's not concerned about her chances of winning. I thought she meant that she paid the fine and she didn't mind not getting the money.
No. She expects that she's going to, because she's going to fight it. She'll get her money back.
Flirty is flush with cash.
There you go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.